What makes us so tired? Many whose hearts are aching under a load of care have chosen the world's service, accepted its perplexities, adopted its customs. Thus their life is made a weariness. To gratify worldly desires, they wound the conscience and bring upon themselves an additional burden of remorse. Our Lord desires them to lay aside this yoke of bondage. He says, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." He bids them seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Worry is blind and cannot discern the future, but in every difficulty Jesus has His way prepared to bring relief. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. Those who make the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. "Learn of me," says Jesus, "for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest." We are to enter the school of Christ and learn from Him. Redemption is that process by which the soul is trained for heaven. This training means emancipation from ideas, habits, and practices gained in the school of the Prince of Darkness. In the heart of Christ there was perfect peace. He was never elated by applause nor dejected by censure or disappointment. Amid opposition and cruel treatment, He was still of good courage. But many of His followers have an anxious, troubled heart, because they are afraid to trust God. They shrink from the consequences of complete surrender to Him. But unless they make this surrender, they cannot find peace. When we are born from above, the same mind will be in us that was in Jesus. Then we shall not be seeking the highest place. We shall desire to sit at the feet of Jesus, and learn of Him. We shall understand that the value of our work is in proportion to the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Trust in God brings holier qualities of mind, so that in patience we may possess our souls.